When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchless.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is May 14th. Happy Mother's Day to everyone listening who is a mother. Make sure you call your mother otherwise. And yes, we are going to talk about baseball. John Gray went 8 innings, 0 earned runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. This wasn't the John Gray I saw last time, but we're really happy with this. He gets Rocky Road next. You still go with it. Why isn't it the same guy? Well, it was just 3 over 70 whiffs on the fastball and slider combined. What? No. Is 19 changeups at a 42% CSW. That brought him to the finish line? Kind of weird. It wasn't his best slider. It wasn't the super heavy heat. It was a good heat, but not the most. Yeah, kind of strange. I still go with John Gray. I hope that he's going to return to the peak that we saw last time out. Bryce Miller did not have a good outing from his command standpoint and repertoire, but it was the Tigers, so he had a good outing. He got the win, 7 innings, 0 runs, 3 hits, 0 walks, 3 Ks. I'm really curious to see what happens against Atlanta. Hopefully this isn't what we see. I mean, sure, the curve got 60% CSW, 12 for 15 strikes, which is really nice. It's nice to see that when he didn't have his best fastball, they stepped up. That is also the slider was decent. But yeah, this doesn't work against Atlanta. Tyler Wells against the Pirates. 7 innings, 0 runs, 1 hit, 2 walks, 8 Ks. He got the gold star. That is the pitcher who overperforms my expectations. And I should have realized entering this. The last 2 weeks for the Pittsburgh Pirates, 52% WRC+. Yes, that is 30th. Last among all teams in the majors. So yeah, the Pirates are not good offensively, okay? 18 whiffs here for Tyler Wells, share of the gallows pole, as Joe Ryan had the golden goal. We'll talk about it in a second. I don't think that we really should lean on Wells here. This is a blame it on the Pirates. He gets the Angels next. Have some hesitation. It'll be the questionable start here like a normal Toby. Dylan Cease against the Astros. I'm happy he had this vindication for his rough days. And if you started him, you guys have that moment. Awesome for that. Fastball and slider, he really moved away from the curveball. I'm glad it worked. He's still not an ace because of it. Joe Ryan, I'm giving him the ace. He's going to ace leave. I'm just doing it. 10 Ks, 5 base runners, 0 runs, 6 innings pitched, golden goal. Like, the fastball is just so dang good. 92nd percentile in PLV for quality pitch percentage. And what's very interesting about that is that we don't really love Joe Ryan's fastball from a stuff perspective. None of the models really do. But we recognize how good it is. Regardless, that's how good of a pitch it is right now. Like, the command of it is insane. So yeah, Joe Ryan, you've earned it. Trevor Williams against the Mets. This Mets with the Nationals, the same with Joey Lucchese, was suspended and will be playing double header probably right now. We just move on from that one. Derek Law opened for Levi Stout, who sounds like Guinness's take on the jeans industry. 3 frames of it against the Miami Marlins. The other side of it was Sandy Alcantara. 7.2 innings, 6 earned runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, 9 Ks. You're sick of this. I know. I'm sick of it. I hate dealing with this. He allowed 3 earned runs off a home run earlier in the game. Fine. And then that was it for 7 innings. Then he went back out for the 8th, got 2 outs, first and second, 2 straight strikeouts, allowed a double, got pulled from the game. That guy scored. So those are your 3 runs in the 8th. Careful, Icarus. I mean, he goes longer in the games because he's Sandy Alcantara and then he gets himself in these situations. But I don't understand why he's not getting pulled when the first baseman runner arrives, right? Like, you gotta do just a slightly earlier hook with Sandy Alcantara and then we'll be fine. He's not going to also have a 61% left on base rate, guys. That's not going to stick around. So I'm very much in and buying low on Sandy Alcantara, but that doesn't, like, don't deal away a top 20 hitter for Sandy Alcantara. I mean, that's not buying low, right? So make sure you're buying low if you are, because take advantage of the fact that he's a 4.91 ERA. I think he's going to be much better than this. Am I going to bring him down? Am I actually going to strip away his ace, label? Yes, because I have to. I have to do that. He's as a 4.91 ERA right now. I have to do it. But I'm really excited for him moving forward. So yeah, Joe Ryan's going to be ranked higher than Sandy Alcantara tomorrow, and it's really weird, but they're going to be right They're going to be bookending the tier. Moving on to other guys from yesterday's starts, we have Chris Sale killing it. 8 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 1 walk, 9 Ks. It wasn't 96 with the 99 on top, but 95 with a 97 on top. And I mean by that is sitting 95 with the maximum 97. 11 whiffs on the slider. He didn't have his best changeup, though, so it's kind of weird. He has a little bit of a tougher start next time. I am curious to see if he's going to just be an ace moving forward now. But yeah, we're moving him up tomorrow on the list. Brandon Bielak, I don't really care. Kind of blame it on the White Sox. 8 hits in 5 innings, but 1 earned run. Okay. Zach Gallen looking like an ace still. 7.2 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, 6 Ks. It's so nice. Everyone else has just been so bad, and he's just a nice little rock for you. After also being not so good in the beginning, right? He had his stumbles, and then he cleared off. This is what happened last year. That's just kind of what Zach Gallen does now. We should just take note of that every single season, right? Rowanzi Contreras had to blame it on the Orioles, I guess. I don't know. It was a weird start. The slider wasn't there, so he had to turn to 56% fastballs, and he had a how am I supposed to butter my bread with this? 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 1 K against the Orioles for Rowanzi Contreras. So strange. So weird. We're not believing in this whatsoever. Julio Urias, he's looking like an ace again. 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 0 walks, and 4 Ks. Just 4 strikeouts, though. Lots of called strikes in the curveball. You get 2 starts now. Cardinals and Atlanta. So you should be good against the Cardinals. Atlanta's really the one that I'm saving the AGA label for. So do that and you're good. Jose Berríos against Atlanta. And yes, that does mean I like Alcantara more than Urias. You don't want to do Jose Berríos. You got nothing from this one. Zach Greinke, survive 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 0 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Honestly, we take this. This is the Brewers. This is great. 5.01 ERA for the year and a 1.24 whip isn't so encouraging, but White Sox and Tigers are next. I mean, all right, Greinke. Maybe that works. Maybe that works. Bryce Elder against the Jays. 5 innings, 2 earned runs. Great. We take this. 5 hits, 1 walk, 3 Ks. Fine. You get the Mariners next. That could be okay. But what is not okay is Reed Detmers, and we're going to talk about him, oh boy, after this break.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Reed Detmers, 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. Not really like the most offensive start, right? But the whip is so high right now and he's not really clicking. And I need to talk about this a lot because I did some more deep analysis on Reed Detmers because I didn't really want to react to this stuff early. I thought more small sample size. And look, the skills look better, right? You have a slider that is a legit weapon at 22% swing strike rate. You have a fastball that instead at 93 and change, it's now at 95. And his precision at the top of the zone, I think he's 90th percentile of high location. And it's really good. It should be at least. Well, the problem is that four-seamer really hasn't. There are a lot of metrics that are saying like, no, it's not good. 37% hard contact is not good. 7% swing strike rate, not the 11% last year, not good. By the way, the hard contact was sub 30% last year on the four-seamer for Reed Detmers' fastball, right? That's weird. And its put-away rate is terrible. That is, in two strikes, when he's throwing a fastball, he's not getting the strikeout. And of course, two-strike O-swing is really low. These are things, by the way, you can all see on the Pitchers player pages. They're awesome. Especially two-strike O-swing. That's, I think, to me, is a really good showcase. Kind of like put-away rate, but like, what is changing, right? He's not getting the chases when he tries to elevate with two strikes. The Z contact rate is up on the four-seamer. And this is so strange because it's supposed to be a better pitch now. So my whole analysis is saying, look, he has a better slider than last year. He should have a better fastball. And the curveball actually has a 41% CSW. So what's going on? I don't know. And maybe the fastball overperformed last year and now it's just, this is what this is. I feel like there's a tweak to be made either with sequencing or just something here. I mean, the slider is allowing a lot of hard contact, over 20%, despite its swing strike rate. So maybe there's something going on of locations or whatever that is just kind of throwing off Reed Detmers here. And maybe they're just selling out in two spots. Maybe they're just saying it's a fastball or slider. We're doing that. I don't know. I really can't tell you. But this whip can't last, right? I mean, it's killing you right now. And if you want to drop him, I get it. Because it doesn't really feel like Reed Detmers is doing anything different yet. Hasn't made a tweak. And it's not just going to correct itself to regression to the mean. That's a lot of hard contact. 37% hard contact just doesn't disappear. So do what you must with Reed Detmers. You guys know I'm a fan because I see a guy clearly improving his skills. Thus, it should mean a step forward, and yet he hasn't made it. And it's very frustrating. But I do imagine at some point for this 23-year-old who turns 24 in July that there will be a tweak. I don't know what it'll be, though, and when. Ugh, it's so frustrating. He has a tiara? I don't know. Play it however you want. James Caprillion, I mean, he did have 200 runs in 5 innings, and like everything is just the worst thing ever. It's not like 700 runs or something. He hasn't had that kind of blow-up start. It's been 400 run games, not like 7. But anyway, James Caprillion had a fantastic start. 300 runs in 7 innings, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. Not what you expected against Texas. It kind of feels like a birthday party as he was able to throw fastballs in the zone, and they were good. 9 over 49 whiffs, and a little bit of extra rise. Maybe there's something new about that. But I don't want to buy into Caprillion's command. Alex Vallejo had one of those days where his slider was really good and the other stuff didn't get crushed. Good for him. Do not bank on that happening again. Quantrill had a very poor quality start. Okay. Steven Matz against the Red Sox. Well, it wasn't Tiger, so he wasn't very good. And now we want Matthew Liberatore again. Anthony DeSclafani had a strange start. Last start, it was everything straight down the middle. This start, a lot of fastballs were just really bad wastes. And this was a very boring start. 300 runs in 5 innings. Against the Diamondbacks. He gets Miami next. I think we still feel good with that. Adrian Hauser should not be started. Ranger Suarez was in Coors, so of course not. It was still ill, and it was Coors, and I don't want to chase him yet. Joe Musgrove, very different, annoying start, disappointing. Against the Dodgers, 5.2 innings, 4 runs, 8 hits, 4 walks, 5 Ks, just 10 whiffs, and 23% CSW. He's usually a CSW darling. He only had 21 CSW on his curveball and slider combined. So there's a groove that we're still waiting for Musgrove to get into, and he's had a weird start to the year, was delayed initially, had the foot blister and all of this. So be a little patient with Musgrove, but he will find his step. Shane McClanahan, not ace is going to ace. 400 runs in 4 innings with 4 walks, 5 hits, 3 Ks against the Yankees. Oh boy. 0 for 37 whiffs on his slider plus curveball, and did not have his best changeup. Whatever, you move on. Ryan Feltner was in Coors against the Phils. Terrible. Nestor Cortez, really disappointing. Same with Hayden Wesneski here. So with Wesneski, 700 runs, 5 innings, I think we just wait until the slider's getting like double-digit whiffs. And then we are like, okay, cool, we're in. Because he really needs that to just be so demonstrably good. Because the other stuff is fine, but it's you need to have that exceptional element, and that's supposed to be this. It was a 44% CSW, but I need it to be at the whiff pitch. Nestor Cortez against the Rays, 4.1 innings, 6 earned runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. He was throwing harder, 1 to 2 ticks harder on both the four-seamer and the cutter, but the Rays were all over it. And we haven't really seen that overwhelming swinging miss stuff from Cortez. So, huh, little scary, and it's been really disappointing thus far all year for Nestor as it feels like it's coming down to earth. He gets the Jays next. Oh, gosh. It's getting really hard to be a Cortez manager. I mean, I feel like it's going to be fine. It's just a rough patch, you know? That's all I can really say. That's my analysis on Nestor Cortez. Looking forward to today's starts. I hope you like the new format for the streaming articles. I think it's way better. It's also better for me to communicate what I want to communicate instead of just these stupid generic sentences. You have like 30 notes on each guy. Each one is addressed in some fashion. It's really good. Logan Gilbert, Max Scherzer, Logan Webb, auto starts, probable starts, Stroman, Nola, Giolito, Hunter Brown, Mitch Keller, Zach Eflin, Andrew Heaney, Patrick Sandoval, Tony Gonsolin, and Tanner Bibee. All of these are pretty straightforward. And also, a lot of these games are growing already, so I apologize. It's coming out late, but this is what you get. These are bonus podcasts for the weekend, okay? I wasn't supposed to do these, but I'm doing them for you. So you know this stuff. Louis Varland is a stream pick of the day. I hope it's going well against the Cubs. Kyle Gibson, Miles Michaelis, Braxton Garrett, Brandon Faught. I hope Faught does well here. I really do. Do not start here. JP Sears against Texas. If that goes really well, I'm buying in. As fast illuminated, really good swing strike rates inside the zone for the fastball and a slider. Colin Ray is going as Michael Wacha is going tomorrow against the Royals. You have Yusei Kikuchi, Clark Schmidt, Jake Irvin. Jake Irvin could be a sneaky thing there. We'll see. Corey Kluber, Freeland, Wentz, Lyles, Weaver, Weathers, and the bullpen for Atlanta. Not fun stuff. Tomorrow, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Peralta, who got pushed to tomorrow's games. Pablo Lopez, Framber Valdez, George Kirby, all clear auto starts here. Only one in the probable start here. That's Merrill Kelly against Oakland. You can't even make an argument that's an auto start, but he's not that good. He's a Toby with a good matchup. That's it. So here you go. Questionable start here. You have Charlie Morton and Hunter Green as like the two definitive ones that would normally be in probable start, but they get at Texas and at Coors, respectively. I think you still start both, likely. Maybe not Hunter Green, but no, it's like you flip a coin and like the one side of the coin is so good for Hunter Green. So we'll see. Michael Wacha is the stream pick of the day against the Royals. I think that can work out for you pretty well. It's a good winning chance against the Royals, and it's in San Diego, and Michael Wacha, I mean, even if it was in Kansas City, it'd be good either way for pitchers. And Waka's command is good enough. I mean, there are nights when it's amazing and he can do exceptional stuff, and maybe the Royals are a little scary, but I think this is good enough. Bailey Falter is a step down against the Giants, but that could be good enough there. Grayson Rodriguez against the Angels, I know, was better last time out, but I don't really think that Grayson Rodriguez has clicked yet, and the Angels are very scary. I mean, he did well against the Pirates, but remember, it's RC plus a 52 the last 2 weeks against the Pirates, right? Or for the Pirates offense. Angels much different. Alek Manoah against the Yankees. It could be the do not start tier, honestly, but I just get a feeling that Alek Manoah is going to be a little bit better against the Yankees. It's, you know, it's the rivalry. So we'll see. Jack Flaherty against the Brewers. You don't know what you're going to get there. Dane Dunning, I don't buy his resurgence. And Tanner Houck against the Mariners. We'll see. It could work out, but do not start tier. David Peterson, no thank you. Jameson Taillon. Is he fully stretched out? It's the Astros. Noah Syndergaard, how long is he going to go with the finger? And it's just, he's not good anyway. Brad Keller against the Padres, no thanks. Johnny Brito, ceiling so capped, and it's the Jays, no. Alex Wood, it's a still little situation against the Phillies. Patrick Corbin against the Mets. Connor Siebold, no way against the Coors. And Rusinski has just been terrible as he gets the Diamondbacks. All right, that is it. Enjoy your day. And make sure you leave a rating or review. It goes so far for us. So thank you all so much for the kind words that you've left on Apple Podcasts. But that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock. And may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.